Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That's God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many in here tonight like food?
Amen.
Come on now. Can I just be honest with you tonight? I love food. I do. I really do. I love food. Anybody in here that eats really healthy, 4 out of 5 of you probably eat some stuff that I could never eat. I mean, this healthy food thing, man, how do you do it? I mean, is it okay? Can I be real with you? Is that all right? Amen. Anybody in here ever eaten a rice cake? I need some water. I don't know what that's all about. I bit into a styrofoam cup one time when I was drinking coffee, and the styrofoam cup tastes better. Huh? Listen, I figured out how to make myself look thinner. I've been working really hard on this thing. How can I look thinner? And the secret here is to wear dark clothes. Black shirt, black pants, black boots, black dye in the beard. Somebody said, you look like you lost some weight. I say, thank you, Lord, and thank you just for men. Y'all don't know nothing about that, do you? Come on now, amen. The other way I found out how to make myself thin is I stay out of very small spaces. I don't go there. If it's too small, I don't walk in with other people because then I feel very large, amen. That's my plan for now, and that's what I'm working on, and I'm sticking to it, amen. Matter of fact, for those of y'all in the back of the room, I am looking a little bit thinner. I am losing weight. It just comes off very slowly, and it comes back in a vengeance. I'll fight and get 12 or 15 pounds off, and I'll take a break for 2 days, and it's right back. It's like that all the time. What's happening? I'm constantly being challenged to move to a deeper level, a deeper of understanding. I'm being challenged. If I'm going to have change, then I got to change. Isn't that right? Amen. How many know that everybody's got a food that they love? I got your favorite food. I got my favorite foods, and they're probably really deadly for me because you can always overdo it. Amen. And one of those foods that I really love is French fries. I love them. Pizza, French fries, popcorn, and lots of salt on everything. But I love French fries. We got in here like French fries? Really hot ones, and the kind of really wiggly ones from McDonald's. They ain't hard, but they're wiggly. And you know they're just full of oil. There's like enough oil in there to fry bacon. Isn't that right? Yeah, you're right. I have loved French fries my whole life. I even love them when I'm on a diet. Yeah, I did the Slim Fast diet one time, and they got that Royal Dutch Chocolate Slim Fast. That stuff tastes absolutely awesome dipping McDonald's French fries in it. I'm just being honest. But I've been on all kinds of diets, and one of the things I learned from dieting is it's made me very aware of what I eat. And because it's made me very aware of what I eat, my doctor told me that I have to change my awareness of what I eat, that I can't be eating this stuff. But I can tell you this, that's really not the problem, me being aware of what I eat, because now that I'm aware of what I eat, when I eat it, I feel bad about eating it because I know it's so bad for me, and then I get stressed out after I eat it, and then now I got to take Zantac. But I've been through this whole thing on dieting, and because of that, I've learned a few things about food when I eat. Number one is when you're on a diet and you're going through Walmart through the food aisle, stay away from the snack aisle. Just avoid it. Don't go down the snack aisle. You can almost hear some of the snacks calling your name. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just crave stuff that's salty, you know? And I'll be in Walmart, and I'm in the produce aisle, and nothing looks good. I mean, nothing. I'm thinking that apple, nah. Grapes, nah. Barbecue Lay's potato chips, Come on, am I helping anybody? Come on. Did you know that they're making diet Twinkies now? Diet Twinkies. I don't know. I can imagine like some 8-year-old kid walking down the aisle going, oh, this is getting to me. I might need to get me a diet Twinkie. You know, I don't know why they're making diet Twinkies. And how many know that Twinkies are bad for you? Come on, amen. Twinkies are bad for you. How many know on the cookie aisle, Oreos, you like Oreo cookies? Well, they made Oreo cookies. Now they got them in bite size. As if that's going to make any change, any difference. Little bite size. And on the front of the bag, when you look at the little bite size Oreo cookies, it says they're smaller, so they're easier to eat. Really? Really? I mean, let me just ask you this. What kind of shape do you have to be in that you have to eat a miniature little cookie that the regular size is too big for you to pick up and eat? I mean, you're like, that cookie was good. It wore me out. That's all I could do to get that down. I got to sit down. Whew. And then Pringles, that's another one. Man, you open up a can of Pringles, you can only get about that many out of the can before your hand gets stuck. And they do that on purpose, so you have to pour them out. And then once you pour them out, it's too difficult to stack them back into the can in order, so you have to eat them. It's a trick. But here's the point. I've had a lot of people talk to me and reason with me about diets. I've had books on diets. I've read books on diets. I've owned gym memberships. I got a gym membership now. I've counted calories. I've done all low-carb diets. I've drank water all day. I've taken, you know, pills, diet pills, everything, and did all this stuff, when to walk, when to run, when to exercise, get up and go to the gym. But you know what changes it for you or what changes it for me? You know what that is? It's when I get a vision of what I could be. When I get a vision of where I'm going, when I get a vision of being 80 pounds lighter, when I get a vision of saying, okay, this is the goal of my life. Now, if I'm going to get to that point, I got to change some things in my life to be able to get to that point in my life. Because you can't have change until you change. Come on, help me now. Amen. I've heard a lot of facts. I've heard a lot of stats. I've heard a lot of research. But the trigger for all of us in any arena of our life, in any arena of the soulless realm, in any arena of the spiritual realm, is that we have to have a vision for our life. When you can see it, when you can see it in front of you, when you can say, okay, this is where I'm going. I got it in my mind's eye. I'm laying a hold of this thing by faith. And I'm going to say, this is what my life is going to look like when I get there, and I'm headed in that direction. I mean, you got to get a vision for your life. Amen? I mean, when you can see it, when you get a vision for it, that's when your behavior can begin to change. When you can envision it in your spirit, then your behavior can begin to line up with it. Amen? Listen, living life at this new level of living, this higher dimension of living, requires us to grow up in church. It requires us to grow up from being babes in Christ to becoming very mature in Christ, to adults in Christ. Amen? But you ain't ever going to grow up in Christ unless you got a vision for your life. You got to have that out in front of you. If you don't see yourself mature, if you don't see yourself spiritual, if you don't see yourself moving and walking into the things of God, the promises of God, the prosperity of God, the purposes of God of your life, if you can't envision your life in those things, then you won't ever arrive at that destination of your life. You always have hope so prayers and I wish prayers. You got to have a vision for your life. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Can I just give you a couple things tonight that'll help you have a vision for your life? And really, it's more about going on to maturity. You know, that's what the vision of our life does. It takes us to a place of maturity, becoming mature in Christ. And I told you earlier that God does things in an excellent way. He does things in a very perfect way. There's a threefold manifestation. There's a process that we walk out in the journey of our life. And there's a threefold process to growing up in Christ. And it's in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, beginning in verse 12. And this is John writing. He says, I write to you, little children. Somebody say, little children. Because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you little children, because you have known the Father. And I have written to you fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. And I have written to you young men, because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. First of all, he said, I write to you little children. Here's how you know that you're a little child in God. He said, I write to you because your sins have been forgiven. Somebody say, my sins have been forgiven. I mean, you know, that's the very beginning stage of any relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's you experiencing the forgiveness of your sins. That's how the relationship starts out. Your sins have been forgiven. Somebody say, my sins have been forgiven. In the Greek, it reads this way. Your sins were forgiven, they're being forgiven, and they will be forgiven. When you break it down in the Greek context, it comes from all different, all three perspectives. Your sins were forgiven, they're being forgiven, and they will be forgiven. Come on, amen. The tense of the verb operates in three different dimensions. You were, you are, and you will be. I mean, that kind of encompasses all of time for you. Every dimension of time that relates to you in your life, God's got it covered. Yeah, let that just kind of sink in. That'll just mess you up. You can hang out on that for a couple weeks. Somebody say, my sins are forgiven. The Greek tense means this, that it's an act that took place in the past. It's still operating today, and it's going to continue to operate tomorrow. It's continually forgiveness is flowing from the throne room of God. How many of you recognize that your sins were not forgiven the day you accepted Christ? No, come on now. I'm going to try that again. Your sins were not forgiven the day that you accepted Christ. Your sins, come on, help me, amen. Your sins were forgiven of you 2,000 years ago on a hill called Calvary on a cross when Jesus bled out and died and then he rose from the dead on the third day. That's when sins were forgiven. So when you got saved, what you did is you came by faith into the kingdom believing that what Jesus did 2,000 years ago for you, you believed it and it was made manifest in your life and you accepted the forgiveness that was provided for you. Amen. You believe he washed your sins away 2,000 years ago. Amen. In other words, you took what he did and you believed on it. And when you believed on it, you appropriated that to your life by faith. Come on, how many know forgiveness of sins comes by faith? Given by grace comes through faith. It's his blood. Somebody shout the blood. It's his blood that cleanses us from sins. It's his blood that washed away our sins. It's his blood that's still washing away our sins today. It is outside of time. It's been provided for so that in all three dimensions of my life, in time, I've been forgiven. I were, I am, and I will be. That means you ain't got to worry about what you did and what you're going to do. When I understand that I was, I were, I am, and I will be, what that does is that frees me from three very large obstacles of my life that we all deal with. Guilt, shame, and condemnation. That word forgiven, somebody say forgiven. It's got three different meanings to it. The first meaning is this. It means restored relationship. Say that. Restored relationship. How many of you recognize tonight that we don't have to live in guilt because guilt makes us hide? Come on, when you did it, you know you did it. You want to hide. You don't want to be found out. My little brother, when we were little kids, man, he went out in the driveway one day and my dad had the carburetor off the car. He was at work. He went out there and turned the key and gas went, boom, whole thing burned. Fire trucks, everybody out there. My dad come home from work. There was two or three fire trucks in the front yard. They're putting the flames out on the car. My dad said, who did it? Well, me and Darren were outside and Jeremy won't. He went in the bedroom and there he was, hiding under the bed with his feet hanging out. Why? Because he did it. I mean, there was never no guilt until Adam sinned. We didn't have no guilt. There was no innocent or guilty. The guilt and innocence were on one tree. Not the tree of life, the tree of death. Good and bad, one tree. You say, well, this is good. Why wouldn't it? No, good and evil, right and wrong, was on one tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was called the tree of death. Good and evil. There was another tree in the garden called the tree of life. So how many know as long as Adam was in fellowship with God, there was never no need to hide from God. As long as there was no separation from God, he didn't have to hide. But how many know when he entered into fallen nature, God came into the garden and said, Adam, where are you? Now how many know it wasn't that God didn't know where Adam was. In other words, Adam wasn't playing hide and seek with God and God was going, I can't find you. What he was saying is, Adam, where are you? Who told you this? Why are you hiding from me? Adam and Eve weren't just kind of saying, okay, God, we're fine. They were hiding because they were full of guilt. They knew they had did wrong. And God was saying, no, Adam, why have you moved in hiding from me? What's going on with you? What's wrong with you? What's going on? You know, there's a lot of folks in the church, man, they don't have this revelation of truth in their life, and they do something wrong. The next thing you know, they stop coming to church. Why ain't you been in church? Well, I'm hiding. Guilt. Somebody say guilt. I know when they're dealing with guilt because I see them at the mall. I see them at Walmart, and I see them, and they ain't been in church in a month. And I'll start walking to them, my hand up, and they pretend like they don't see me, and there they go down the aisle. Because fallen nature of man is when I feel guilty, then I hide. And when Adam hid, God came looking for him, and he said, Adam, why are you hiding from me? And Adam said this, because I'm naked. I'm naked. And God said, who told you that? I didn't tell you that, so who told you? See, what happened is when sin came in, his self-conscious was awakened. And now he has this little guilty voice on the inside of him, in the back of his head saying, hey, you did it. You messed up. You guilty. You're naked. Ha ha ha. You're sinful. You better go hide yourself from God because you know what you did when you shouldn't have did what you did and you did it anyway. You better go try to cover that up. You're naked. Is there anybody here tonight knows what I'm talking about? That self-conscious sin. Rather than the consciousness of righteousness, the God consciousness that we need in life. So when we sin, what happens is there's guilt that comes into our life. And this is what John said. He said, that's okay, little kids, little children. Watch this. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Come on, somebody shout, your sins are forgiven. You ain't got to hide from God. You ain't got to pretend like it didn't happen. You ain't got to hide from him even when you blow it, even when you mess up. You don't have to hide from God. Amen? Because how many know? He didn't forgive you of your sins when you confessed it. He forgave you before you ever did it. Some of y'all ain't heard me tonight. I'm telling you the truth. He forgave you 2,000 years ago. He forgave your life before you ever messed up. He forgave your life before you were ever born, before you ever got hooked on drugs, before you ever got addicted to pornography, before you ever run around on your spouse. You were forgiven. Before you ever got a divorce, he forgave you. He had already provided forgiveness for us. And what he's saying is, if you blew it, come boldly before the throne of grace. Don't sneak up there like a snake. Come up to the throne of grace boldly because your sins are forgiven. And we've made it so hard in the church, man, when somebody wants to come up and get their life right, we're like, ooh, we know what you did. No wonder nobody don't want to repent. It's a picture of a restored relationship. It's God looking down from heaven and going, that's my boy. On the worst day of your life, that's my boy. I love him. I'm there for him. I've always been there for him. So not only does God take care of guilt, how many know God comes along after he takes care of guilt and he takes care of shame? Somebody say shame. How many know shame is the residue that sin leaves behind on your life? It's that nasty stuff that hangs out. Lots of people have been forgiven of their sins, and when they die, they're going to go to heaven, but they spend their whole life living in shame. They never have a victorious life here. They never have an abundant life here. They get saved, and that's it. And they just live in shame because of what they did. The Bible calls shame. You know what the Bible calls shame? It calls it iniquity. Everybody say iniquity. It means that the residue is still there. I mean, this word forgiven, it's not just talking about guilt. When we talk about the word forgiven, it talks about shame also. It means a restored relationship, but it also means the removal of a stain. So you're not marked by what you went through. Oh,
praise him. Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. Yeah.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.